We're so happy you've joined today with Marilyn and Sarah. I want to encourage you with a testimony. I heard recently of one of my friends, her teenage daughter had been attacked in her car by a gentleman, some random stranger, and God protected her from that guy trying to do really bad things. In fact, the guy even pulled a gun on her daughter, and God completely rescued her daughter and kept her safe, and she wasn't hurt at all. They got the guy, they caught him and put him in jail, and God was supernaturally protecting this daughter. And you might be watching right now, and you need God's protection in your life. Well, I want to encourage you to hop on the phone and get on the website. We'd love to pray for you that God would protect you from every plan of the enemy, that no weapon formed against you will prosper. And hop on the phone, get on the website. You're like, well, I don't really need that, but I need some help with finances, or maybe you have some health decisions you're making. We'd love to pray for you no matter what the need is in your life. So call or click now. It's a great way for us to connect God with you into your daily living. And partners, we love and appreciate you so, so very much. Thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word. And Mom, we have this really cool teaching.
Yes, we do.
What are you talking about today?
On funeral for unbelief. You know, sometimes you've got to just declare, this is dead. I'm not going to continue with that kind of thing. It's not going on. I'm not going to have it in Jesus' name. Because if you don't draw the line on it, it will draw a line on you. So this is a good program for you. We're declaring funeral on unbelief.
That's really good. And when we think about unbelief, there are places in our life where we're afraid, where we're discouraged, where we're intimidated. Maybe God hasn't answered a prayer and it's hard for us to believe. And we're having today a funeral for unbelief. Maybe you don't believe God can do a miracle in your health, your finances, but today is a day for a funeral and for unbelief in your life. Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
We're so happy, elated that you're joining us today. And I want to ask you this question. Have you ever struggled with unbelief? If you're human, I think you'd have to answer yes. Because seriously, we struggle with unbelief. And we want to minister to you today about unbelief and how God can help you overcome unbelief. So no matter what's going on in your life, we want to pray and minister and encourage you today that you can bury your unbelief. And Mom, this is a really powerful, program today.
It is. And it really ministers to people where they live. And that's really good. And so I want you to keep this on your heart because we've seen some marvelous healings. Here is a woman who got healed of cancer. And we prayed for her. She called and we prayed for her. You say, well, can a phone call do it? You know, the Bible says you can send the word and it will heal people. Why can't you send it through a phone call? And here's another one for financial provision. You know, you say in this time, you know, there's some real financial needs. Can God meet us in our financial need? I would have to say yes. Over and over and over, because it seems like I was always in a process of believing for more, for more, for more to reach the world. And then what about emotional? You know, I think probably one of the hardest things in my life was my father had a mental breakdown. And so the devil said, you're going to have one too. But, you know, I got prayer and I never had an emotional breakdown, and you won't either. So these are very special times for you to call for prayer. I just mentioned those, but I could mention many more. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And so I want to share about something that happened in Israel. You know, one time we went to the Garden Tomb, and I walked in, and this woman said to me, "Are you Marilyn Hickey?" And I said, "Yes." "Are you really?" I said, "I really am." She said, "Well, one time you were on television, and you said there's somebody on a divan, and you have arthritis, and you can't get up. I'm just sending the word to you." And she said, "I got the word, and for 2 years I've been walking without pain." I love those kind of things. So I'm just saying here, call for prayer. You know, you say, "Well, that just seems like such a simple thing." Folks, probably I've had more miracles from praying through the phone and sending the word than any other thing. I mean, how do you get to other nations? You send the word. And now we have so much opportunity. So I want you to pick up the phone. You have financial needs. Don't just sit there and be sad about it and gripe about it. Let God meet your needs. I can tell you that it works. I'm 89. Honey, too late to tell me it doesn't work. It's been working too many years. And what about health and healing? God gave me a creative miracle, gave me literally a new heart. They said I could never be active because I had a malformed heart. Well, I'm quite active, and I'm 89 and still really going around the world. I love it. And what about emotional? You know, people would say to me, "You're just like your father. You look like your father. You're going to have a mental breakdown." But you know what? I have a new father. And my new father didn't have a mental breakdown. And those are things that have brought me through. That's why I want you to call for prayer. I'm not just talking about a fact. I'm talking about an experience. And you can experience his love. And you know, you say, "Well, I don't think some simple little thing like that will work." I'm going to tell you, it works. Too late to tell me it doesn't work. It works, it works, it works. And sometimes, folks, we just don't believe, and we need to make a step out in faith and call and let people pray with you and stand in faith with you. And you say, "Well, prayer, that just seems so simple." Prayer is so wonderful, so magnificent. And the Bible says, "We have not because we ask not." So you can sit there and feel sorry for yourself and not ask and not call for prayer or say, "I don't want to bother God." I hadn't noticed God was bothered when we pray. I think he loves to hear from us and all of our needs. So I get up every morning and start my morning with prayer. "Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn." And that's the way I start. I start my day. Then I speak promises that go with problems. And I do that, and I see magnificent answers. And with loved ones and people, you know, I have a granddaughter now who really experienced a physical miracle. Doesn't live here, lives someplace else. But I found out you can send the word, and the word heals. And I hear from her. Now, you know, I have found this. People can say, "Well, it doesn't work today." But when you get a miracle, it's too late. Too late. Don't tell me it doesn't work. Don't tell me the word doesn't work. I've been working it too long. So we would just love to hear from you, whatever your needs. And God can meet financial needs in the most unique ways. You know, we have had money come for things. I remember one time I didn't have enough money to go to Pakistan, and I had already lined up things. I was in Indonesia to go, but I didn't have enough money, and it was a real last minute thing. So I'm sitting getting ready to go to the airport to fly there to have a meeting, and I don't have the money. And a man was sitting in the lobby, and he said, "I know who you are. You're Marilyn Hickey." And so he said, "What are you doing?" And I told him. He said, "Well, do you have the money for it?" I said, "No, I really don't." He said, "Well, I do." And can you imagine? He opened a case and brought out the money. And I think, God, you can be so last minute, you know. But God is faithful, and I want you to call. Last minute miracles are wonderful. You know, here is a sister who got healed of cancer. That's awesome. Here is a woman who found a job in the fall and with good, good benefits. So call us for prayer. Maybe you haven't been able to pay off a credit card. Here's somebody who did and paid off a debt and is debt free. You say, well, I don't want to talk about it, but what about praying about it? Call us. Don't go into a lot of detail. Just say what it is and let us pray with you. But emotional. Sometimes you've lost a loved one. You know, when my husband died, the Lord dealt with me and said that he carried my griefs. I didn't have to carry them. And I had a good marriage, long marriage, but he carried my grief. And what about when you are frightened about something? It looks like some very bad things are going to happen. And you say, and we're not going to counsel you, but we would really love to pray for you. And what are we for? We're to encourage each other. And I want you to know that today is your day for bearing unbelief. Today is your day. So don't just sit there. Pick up that phone. Get with it. It's going to be a wonderful time. And remember, health and healing. Why can't you be strong as long as you live? What about financial and provision? Do you have to rely on other people? Can God bring you financial miracles? Yes. What about emotional things? What about people who perhaps have hurt you? What about things you've picked up in offenses? Ugh. And you know, offenses can get you into unbelief. Offenses can make you bitter. And this is a good time to get prayer. Why be offended? Leave it with God. You know, why does the Bible say he can work all things together for good? Why does the Bible say you can speak to the mountain? Because he wants you to get what's on the other side. And these things that you don't have, they're on the other side of the mountain. But if you will call us for prayer, we'll pray with you, not counsel you. We will believe God for unusual miracles. And so right now, I pray for everyone who needs healing from arthritis. And I send the word into them that heals them and delivers them from every bit of that pain. And I don't believe it's age. I believe it's miracles. So call us today. Expect a miracle. Know that God loves you and has promised you great things.
Do you have unbelief in your life? Do you need a renewed sense of purpose and faith for your health, finances, emotions, and relationships? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you a powerful set of resources to strengthen your faith. This valuable resource includes Marilyn's new booklet, Bury Your Unbelief, which looks at the five areas where doubt seeps into our lives and how, with God's help, we can receive a supernatural breakthrough. God's Promises for Your Every Need is a valuable study companion to help you see God's blessings in your life. Supernatural Strategy is a powerful CD teaching from Marilyn that walks you through the Word. Miracles Are For You is an encouraging 2-CD set from Marilyn and Sarah. And for your gift of $89 or more, we will also send you the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. To complete this offer, this Bible will equip you to bury your unbelief and walk the miraculous path God has for you. Call or click today for these amazing resources. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
I know that you have spiritual needs, and Sarah, I believe you can address those. I believe you have a heart for this.
Yeah. Mom, you know, when we talk about this special program, it's talking about burying our unbelief.
Right.
You might be watching right now and you just struggle with unbelief. I was thinking about this in relation to Mark. There's a story about a guy who came to Jesus, a father who came to Jesus and said, if you can do anything, take pity on my son. And I like what Jesus said to him in verse 23, if I can, I love that, because I think you and I, we can relate to some of these things with unbelief. Do you struggle with unbelief for your health? Do you struggle with unbelief for your relationships? Do you struggle with unbelief for your spiritual growth, for your finances? I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that you would have a funeral for unbelief, that you would bury the unbelief. And when Jesus replied to this father who was coming and saying, hey, please pray for my son. Jesus said, and then he said, if you can, Jesus, if I can, of course, anything is possible with God. It's time to bury your unbelief. The unbelief that says God can't change this. God can't make this different. God can't restore. God can't. It's time to bury your unbelief. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray with you and specifically say, I have unbelief as it relates to, it might be your health. My unbelief is with, maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you call and think, well, unbelief for me. I can't believe that God could change me. God can. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you and specifically say, I want to bury the unbelief I have with whatever, money, with health, with relationships, maybe unbelief for yourself. It's like God can do anything for anybody else, but not me. That's unbelief. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And I like what Jesus says, nothing is impossible with God. And then in Mark chapter 9, this is what the father says. The father replies to Jesus' answer and says, well, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. And that might be you right now. You're like, you know, I hear these testimonies. I hear your mom talk about the cancer thing. I hear your mom talk about the financial provisions. I have a testimony here about a son who is totally changed, transformed, and the relationship with his parents is now smooth and friendly and cordial, and it wasn't in the past. And that might be you. You're like, I can't see that happening. But God can do the impossible, and today is the day to bury your unbelief. You say, well, I've been watching you guys for a long time. Well, today's the day to call. Call and bury your unbelief. Get on the website and say, I need to bury my unbelief with my kids. I need to bury my unbelief with my marriage. I can't see anything change. It's time to bury the unbelief. Not tomorrow, not down the road, not next week. Today is the day. Today is the day for you to call and bury your unbelief. And when you call, I just want to encourage you. Catherine called as well. She called and received prayer. And after receiving prayer, she knew she had a calling from God, confirmed with anointing to go into a supernatural ministry. And this call really literally changed that in her heart, in her thinking. Sometimes we know God has something for us. This father who brought his son to Jesus and said, help me. And then he said, help my unbelief. We know, but sometimes we struggle to make that crossover and change from unbelief to faith, to believe, to have that help my unbelief. We want this day to be your day for that transformation. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And I want to pray for an individual right now, and you sense that there's challenges in your family, challenges with your kids. They're not serving God, and they've said things to you that have pierced your heart, disappointed you, hurt you deeply, and you think it's impossible because they just seem so set in their ways. I want to pray for you. Father, I pray right now for this mom, this dad who's watching and struggling with their kid who's just so entrenched in this really bad stuff that's going on. I pray for this mom and the dad to have courage and strength and faith in their hearts And I pray now for this child that they would have a turnaround in their mind, turnaround in their thinking. The light would go on and there would be a transformation. Thank you, God, for doing this today in Jesus' name. Amen. And I would encourage you, you could hop on the phone. You could tell us the names of your kids, your grandkids. Don't go into lots of details, but you can tell us their names and we will pray for your kids and your grandkids. Some of you watching right now, it's a marriage struggle that you're in. You're estranged and it seems like, God, it's impossible. It seems like in your mind, you think he's not going to change or she's not going to change. But it's time to bury your unbelief. And really what happens is when we get into unbelief, we take something that seems impossible. And if we're not careful, we say to God, you can't do this. Unbelief is telling God what God can and cannot do. Seriously, like when did you and I have the power to give God his job description? We don't have that power. God, it says it. It says it. Jesus said it right here. God can do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. So if it's not impossible with God, then what we have to do is take the unbelief, take the doubt, take the frustration, take that and bury it. And today is the day to bury your unbelief. So I want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. Maybe you're struggling in unbelief with your health. You've just recently received a report from the doctor that's super discouraging. Maybe you're struggling in your health because you have this family history, predisposition, genetic predisposition for some of these maladies that have gone on in your family for generations. And you're like, well, that's evidence. It's proof that I'm going to have that too. It's unbelief, family. Because what's happening is you're choosing to believe a report of the doctor, a report of a family thing, and you're choosing to emphasize that over God who can do the impossible. What man cannot do, God can do. That's what God specializes in, is impossibility. So it's time to bury the unbelief, time to bury the doubt, time to say no to the lack of faith and yes to Jesus, yes to God doing the impossible. And I love this story. If you think about doubting Thomas, right? He's a great example of unbelief. And I love that Jesus went the extra mile to help Thomas bury his unbelief and resurrect his faith. This is in John chapter 20. And it's a really powerful story because Thomas didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. And Thomas had been with Jesus. He was one of the disciples who he'd been with him 24/7 for almost 3 years. And all the other disciples had told Thomas, Jesus is risen from the dead. And Thomas said, I don't believe. Unless I put my hand in his side, put my hand in his my finger in his hands, I won't believe. And Jesus showed up to help his unbelief. And Jesus is inviting you today to bury your unbelief and resurrect your faith. Hop on the phone, get on the website. Some of you really relate to Thomas. You're like, I don't believe it. Unless I see it, unless I feel it, touch it, smell it, hear it, unless I have some tangible demonstration, I won't believe. But Jesus is inviting you. Jesus is showing up, knocking at the door today and saying, can I come in and can we hold a funeral? Can we have a funeral for your unbelief? Because all things are possible to him who believes. And Jesus is inviting you today to take that step and choose faith and reject unbelief. This is a bury, have a funeral for unbelief. So hop on the phone, get on the website. I invite you, I implore you, I encourage you today. It's a turning point. This is an opportunity. And it's not only with your health. Some of you are watching and you're struggling in your finances. You're like, you know, I've made bad decisions. Some of you have this in your mind. Because I made bad decisions, I have to live with the consequences. Seriously. Who of us have not made a bad financial decision? You can go back and think, oop, that was a bad investment. Oop, I shouldn't have done that. I spent money when I should have saved it. And we make these bad decisions. But I want to tell you, family, God can redeem. God can transform. God can provide. Absolutely, we would learn lessons and change behaviors, and God gives us strength to do that. But I want to encourage you, let's bury our unbelief. Let's bury the thinking that says, I have to live in these consequences. Let's bury the stuff that says it's not possible for God. God, and some of you watching, the biggest hurdle for your unbelief is yourself. I can't change. I'm hopeless. It's futile. There's no hope for me. God is interrupting you today and inviting you to have more confidence in God than in your strength and in your ability. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that you bury your unbelief and that faith has a resurrection life existence in your heart, in your thinking, in your emotions, in your outlook. That Jesus can do the impossible. Jesus rose from the dead. He appeared to doubting Thomas and said, yeah, touch my hand, put your finger in my hand. I have risen from the dead. I'm alive and I'm vibrant. And Jesus lives alive and vibrant in our lives today. Hop on the phone. We want to pray for you.
Do you have unbelief in your life? Do you need a renewed sense of purpose and faith for your health, finances, emotions, and relationships? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you a powerful set of resources to strengthen your faith. This valuable resource includes Marilyn's new booklet, Bury Your Unbelief, which looks at the five areas where doubt seeps into our lives and how, with God's help, we can receive a supernatural breakthrough. God's Promises for Your Every Need is a valuable study companion to help you see God's blessings in your life. Supernatural Strategy is a powerful CD teaching from Marilyn that walks you through the Word. Miracles Are For You is an encouraging 2-CD set from Marilyn and Sarah. And for your gift of $89 or more, we will also send you the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. To complete this offer, this Bible will equip you to bury your unbelief and walk the miraculous path God has for you. Call or click today for these amazing resources.
We know that God has answers. And I love saying this, God has more answers than you have questions, more provision than you have need. God has more solutions than you have problems. So we want to encourage you that God is the God of the impossible. And let's bury any unbelief, any doubt in our mind, anything that says no to God, and just bury that and make it a funeral today. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And then you can say with this, Father, help my unbelief. Let's bury it and say no more. And let's resurrect faith. Mom, it's so important for us.
It is. You're exactly right. Because if you feed on it, it just pushes you down. Especially if you feed on it in the night. If you wake up in the night and you're, things always look blacker. They always look worse. They're always something else. So I want to come against any unbelief that you have, perhaps for family. So I want to just pray for that in particular, because we love our families the most, right? So Father, I just pray for everyone watching this program right now. And I come against the enemy that would steal them. And I thank you, Father, that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we send that good news message out to everyone out there. As for you and your house, you're going to serve the Lord. It may not look like it, but it's going to happen because God wants our families for us and our household. I love that. And nobody is impossible. No drug, no alcohol, nobody impossible. Please know that.